Hi everyone, and welcome to the How to Become a Top Teacher podcast. I'm James, and as always, I'm joined by the brilliant Lisa. How's it going, Lisa?
Hey, James. I'm good, thanks. Ready to dive into today's topic? It's a juicy one for all the teachers out there.
Absolutely. We're talking about a course called Top Teacher Theory 1. It's designed to help teachers become stronger pedagogical thinkers. Now, Lisa, doesn't that sound fancy?
It does, James, but it's actually really practical. The course focuses on understanding how learners build skills and competences, and then using that knowledge to improve lesson planning, assessment, and classroom practices. Honestly, it's like a teacher's Swiss Army knife.
Exactly. And what I love is that it's all evidence-informed. This isn't just theory for theory's sake. It's for teachers who want to level up, moving from good to expert in how they support learning. No fluff, just practical strategies.
Right, and it's for all kinds of teachers too. Whether you're new and just trying to build a solid foundation, or experienced and looking to refine things like differentiation and feedback, there's something here for everyone. Even instructional coaches and curriculum designers can benefit.
And the best bit, no advanced prerequisites. All you need is curiosity and a willingness to experiment. That's refreshing, isn't it?
Totally. So, James, what can people actually get out of this course? What's the big payoff?
Great question. By the end of the course, participants will be able to explain how people learn and apply that to instruction. They'll also learn to map learner development, design competence-focused curriculum, and use strategies like effective feedback and metacognition. Oh, and differentiation, that's a biggie too.
Plus, there's classroom management approaches that actually support learning, not just keeping the room quiet and using data to inform teaching. It's all about making teaching more intentional and effective.
Exactly. Let's talk structure. The course has 9 lessons, each blending short readings, practical examples, templates, microtasks, and reflection prompts. It's designed to be something you can fit into your schedule without feeling overwhelmed.
And the lessons are super user-friendly. They start with a quick tour of the course and goals, then dive into topics like how people learn, learner development, assessment strategies, and even designing competence-focused curriculums. They've covered all the bases.
Not to mention differentiation and personalization, effective feedback, classroom management, and using data to grow professionally. It's like a greatest hits album of teaching strategies.
It really is. And each lesson is estimated to take about 30 to 60 minutes for the core materials. You can also spend extra time on assignments and reflections if you want to go deeper.
Speaking of assignments, I like how practical they are. You might redesign a lesson, try a new feedback method, or even experiment with classroom routines. It's all about applying what you learn right away.
And there's a community aspect too, with discussion boards for sharing ideas and getting peer feedback. That's such a great way to troubleshoot and refine your approach.
Absolutely. And they give you tips for getting the most out of the course, like trying one new strategy per lesson and keeping a reflection log. Even small experiments can lead to big changes.
I love that approach. It's all about progress, not perfection. They even suggest sharing lesson designs and student work in the discussions for feedback. That kind of collaboration is so valuable.
Right. Now, they also talk about what makes a top teacher. It's not just about delivering content. It's about creating safe, supportive interactions and designing student-centered learning environments. That's where the magic happens.
Exactly. It's about building self-esteem, activating motivation, and helping students apply their skills in meaningful ways, what they call moving from skills to competence. It's such an important distinction.
And they give practical examples too, like how to activate shy students, reduce test result dispersion, and use formative feedback effectively. It's not just theory, it's stuff you can use right away.
Speaking of using things right away, they encourage you to pick one teaching challenge and try a small change based on what you've learned. It could be as simple as tweaking a feedback routine or trying a different grouping strategy.
That's such a great approach. Tiny, focused experiments can really snowball into transformative changes over time. And it's not overwhelming, which is key for busy teachers.
Absolutely. So, James, would you give this course a go if you were in the classroom?
Oh, 100%. It's practical, evidence-based, and you can apply it immediately. Plus, it's designed to make teaching more intentional and effective. Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. So if you're a teacher looking to level up, Top Teacher Theory might just be the course for you. Give it a shot, and let us know how it goes.